Pet care. Choosing a pet. Choosing the right pet is one of the most important steps in becoming a pet owner. There are a lot of needs to be considered when taking into account the time, money, and effort a pet can require. Where you live? Are you active? Are you gone a lot? Any medical issues? And do you have a family? All of these questions and more should be discussed when thinking of buying a new pet. When looking for a pet, you must also consider visiting a shelter. Many animals at a shelter need a good home and most likely will already have their vaccines and be spayed or neutered. A shelter is a good place where stray or homeless animals are taken in order to try and find them suitable homes. Here are some questions commonly used when discussing what kind of pet to consider. Do you like cats or dogs? Do you have time for training? Do you have a house or an apartment? Is this going to be a family pet? Would you consider getting a pet from a shelter? Is there any other animals you are considering? Are you active? Are you comfortable grooming a cat or a dog? What kind of food should you feed it? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. We like cats and dogs, but are looking more for a dog. My wife is allergic to cats, so we prefer a dog. We both work full-time, so finding time for training may be tough. I really want to be committed, so I will take my dog to training classes. We live in a small apartment, so maybe a cat or a very small dog would be best. We have a house with a yard, so we have lots of room for any size dog. Yes, we have children, so we need a pet that can get along with small kids. This is just me, so my house is pretty quiet. We are not sure about cats or dogs, but we really are interested in a fish. My kids really want a hamster. But my husband and I are not too sure yet. I run every day, so having a dog that could run with me would be great. We go on walks occasionally, but are not really active. I am not too comfortable grooming animals, so I would probably take it somewhere for nail trims and baths. Yes, I am familiar with brushing and nail cutting, but we would have to take it somewhere to get it bathed. I think we should just ask our veterinarian. I hear that a raw diet is the best. Maybe we can look up information on it. Bringing home a pet. One of the most important things to do before bringing home a pet is to plan out everything. A few things you need to consider are food, shelter, space, and the overall safety for the animal. What kind of food do we need to get? Should we get a crate to keep it in? Should we get any toys? If we get a crate, where should we put it? Do we need to put things out of reach of the animal? Do we need a collar? Where should we feed it? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. The breeders gave me information on how much to feed. I read in a book we are supposed to feed it twice a day. I heard a crate is good with helping to house train. Yes, I think we should get a crate. I don't want it pooping all over. I think we should get some squeaky toys. I say we ask someone at the store what they recommend. I think we should keep the crate in our bedroom. I think we should keep the crate in the garage. Since she is a puppy, we should definitely pick up anything around the house she can chew. Yes, we need to put away anything we don't want it to chew on. Yes, we need a collar and leash so we can take it on walks. I think we should get a collar with sparkly diamonds on it. We should feed it in the kitchen. We should feed it in its cage. Taking care of a pet. Knowing how to take care of your pet is an important part of having a good experience and also making sure your pet is healthy and happy. Here are some questions commonly used asking about pet care. How often should we walk it? Should we brush its teeth? How much should we feed it? How often do we need to clean the cage? How often do we need to change the water? How often should we brush it? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. I have never done a nail trim. Yes, I used to trim our dog's nails when I was growing up. We should walk her every day. The vet said it is healthy for her. I think we should walk her as much as we can. It's good exercise for us too. I will ask the vet if we should brush its teeth. Yes, I read it's good to keep their teeth clean. The breeder said to feed her 1 cup 2 times a day. I am not sure how much to feed her. Let's look on the food package. We need to clean the cage once a week. We should just change it once it starts to smell. We need to change the water once a week. We will just clean it once in a while. We should brush her daily. We only need to brush her once in a while.